517 Brandon from WSBT 889.
Yep, 517 here. Go ahead, John.
How are you doing today, Brandon?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Winding down his feeding ducks and starting dinner and just working with the animals. Just figured I'd check in with you and see what you were up to and see how everything was going with you.
Well, I'm just winding down, getting ready for a big day tomorrow.
What you got going?
Tomorrow I am getting a delivery of a Kraken SDR.
It's a Kraken SDR.
It's a basically a 5-channel direction finding software defined radio.
Does it do like detect or locate signals?
In fact, when I hook it up to a smartphone, it'll pretty much give me directions to get to exactly where it's at.
I've heard of them in California, but I haven't heard much of them around here in Oregon anyway, but I know, I've heard of basically signal finders. I imagine that's basically what it is.
It's a direction. Yeah, it's a direction location device that uses modern equipment and makes it really easy to locate jammers. I've been having a problem with one on my local repeater, and so I've been saving up for months and finally got around to ordering it. If you go to the Oregon GMRS Facebook page, if you do Facebook or whatever. I believe Jeff is getting one. He's crowdsourcing to get one for his area as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I know every once in a while we get somebody that's literally, and it affected one of the nets one night, actually. They were constantly keying about every, like, maybe 5 or 6 seconds, just continuous and solid.
Yeah, those kind of people exist. I honestly don't. I don't care if it's funny, but when it's interrupting things, that's just not cool.
Especially when a lot of people devise, you know, the nets to help out in, you know, with emergencies and emergency response, and you got somebody that's intentionally keying, basically knocking or jamming out the frequency. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I used to do that kind of stuff in the 70s and 80s in the military, and yeah, I've been out of it for quite a while, but yeah, it's... Definitely it happens, and it happens more often than people actually think.
Yep. Well, I don't know. I'm going to at least, find out who it is and have a little chat with them, just so that way at least they know that they're not as hidden as they think they are.
I hear that. Yep. So, what'd you do today? Interesting.
Nothing interesting. Just the same old, same old.
Yeah, that's pretty much here. same thing. Yep, still waiting on Brandon to turn around and get me some information, but yeah, I know he's busy. It's not a big deal. We just want to know a little bit more about the Straw Bale houses and some of the stuff he's doing out there. I think we're gonna end up having to make a trip up there, and I definitely want to meet you guys 100%.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that day myself. And yeah, Drew's staying busy up there. In fact, I haven't actually talked to him since Sunday.
Yeah, I think I talked to him just prior to that. I just let him know that the wife wanted to know if he had any pictures of, you know, the exterior and the interior of one of the houses. And yeah, he's invited us up there, so yeah, we definitely have to get together and do that, because I don't know, we're doing a lot of things that he's interested in, and he's doing a lot of things that we're interested in.
Yeah, definitely sounds like you guys can help each other out there.
Well, again, I apologize for not catching it early as far as the radio transmission and the text and stuff when you guys got in town. Yeah, it really kind of bummed me out that I missed that, because I was literally planning on it Saturday, and I had my iPhone turn around, and I've got battery problems with it, which I'm going to get a new one. And it was on the charger, and I missed your first initial text, and I apologize for it.
Well, to be honest with you, there really isn't an apology needed, because that's life, and I'm fully aware of that. It usually happens when at the least convenient time, so... It's, you know, like I said, that's life.
I hear that. I know stuff goes on, but anyway, it was something I was looking forward to, and it really just ticks me off that I missed it. Yeah, but we'll have more. There'll be more.
Yeah, it'll happen when it's meant to happen, so I'm not too worried about it. But, so, yeah, you shouldn't either.
All right, Brandon. Well, you have a good one. We will talk to you later. God bless you and the family and the Republic. And now I'm going to be monitoring for a while, but I got to get out there and help feed. So, you have a good one. WSBT 889, we'll be monitoring.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, John. God bless you and yours. WRZD 517 monitoring.